I'm fogging up. Turn on some air conditioning. So it is Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Heading to work. Taking a detour to work. Going along the back road. Car's not warmed up quite yet. So just trying to take it easy. So I've been having a bit of an identity crisis. Got about 15 episodes in now on this podcast, Pink Wheel Nuts. And I've been kind of, you know, you edit the thing, you edit your life, right? When, because I do a lot of editing, may not sound like it, but I edit my shows heavily. And, you know, you take things out that you think people might not be interested in, or, you know, things that make you sound pompous or like a tool. And it's been a really interesting experience to sort of have this opportunity to present, you know, your best face, I guess. So, I don't know, it's kind of cheating, isn't it? Because you're only showing your best side, or you're trying to anyway. And that's, it's all a part of hiding too, right? I better turn off the traction control here. Oh, car. It's the constant feeling that you're hiding. I mean, yet you, as gay people, I think, well, for me anyway, I've been hiding all my life. Love that corner. I've been hiding all my life, and now doing this podcast where I should be able to be open and honest and tell everything. But then you think about, well, who's listening to this now? Come on, in, get that, there you go. Sorry, had a tough corner there, getting a lot of understeer. Like, you know, I'm really torn between whether to just let it all out and be whoever you are, or to sugarcoat it and present the best side. And it all sort of relates back to coming out as well, because when you're hiding in the closet, you're constantly, you know, editing your life for people and cutting things out that you don't want people to know about. So I don't know where I'm going to go with this. Am I going to just continue to put the best face forward, or what? You know, I think I've been pretty honest in some of the things I've talked about. Certainly, I think I've shared here on this podcast things that I don't discuss with other people in my life. And it's sort of pointed out to me that I'm an extremely private person for some reason. Who made me that way? Anyway, you know, this whole podcasting experience, personal journaling experience, has been fairly positive, I think. I've certainly enjoyed it. I certainly do enjoy putting the episodes together, and I like doing the editing and that all that stuff. So, anyway, so I'm on my way to work today. I've had my days off. haven't been too terribly busy. It's tax time, as you know. So I've been doing my taxes, which is such a pain in the ass. It takes me about 3 days of heads down work to do it. So I've been doing that for the last couple of days. I'm still nowhere near being finished. But today I have to go back to work, so that's what we're doing right now. So it's a little bit earlier than I normally go to work, so we are doing a little run. Quick little run through the city on the long way to work, if you will. So, it's going to be an easy work week for me. Working on the weekend is always a pleasure because there's not a lot going on. So I can concentrate on other things, reading my newspaper, stuff like that. So we're going to be going down Snake Hill today. If you've been listening since the beginning in episode 3... we went up Snake Hill, which is a really, really windy hill. Today we're going to be going down Snake Hill, which is a completely different proposition. Going downhill, rear-wheel drive car. So you have to think completely differently. I got a car in front of me. I'm trying to give him space so I don't come flying up on him. Here we go, top of the hill. 2500, I'm in fourth gear. There's a bicycler there, right in the best corner, so we're gonna not be able to do this, lest we kill the bicycler. Thanks, bicycler. I love the bicyclers. That means one less car on the road. He is doing 50 kilometers an hour, though. So I would say he's flying down this hill. And, you know, getting back to this identity issue, it's not even, I don't think it's even really about being gay. Nobody really cares if I'm gay. The only people who care if I'm gay are my dad and my brothers, because they think I'm going to go to hell. So, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just really being, it's about the ability to be honest and not ashamed of who you are, I guess. Oh, I don't know. Identity. Why is it that I'm now 40 years old and I'm dealing with these identity issues? Why didn't I do this when I was 20? You know, something funny happened at work where a guy just accidentally said, "Oh, that's so gay." And he had no idea he even said it. And I heard it, so I said, "Hey, you can't..." I said, "Oh, gay, meaning it's so wonderful and excellent, and everybody wants to be like that." And he looked at me, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Because he had no idea that he used this term. It's so gay. And, you know, everyone else, a couple other guys were standing around, they heard it too, and... oh, it was very funny. And, you know, I don't even really care. If you want to say it's so gay, I don't. You know, it's not a big deal for me. My feelings aren't going to be hurt. I know it's not politically correct. It's, yeah, you know. But, and even though I could care less, I use the word myself. I'm always saying, "It's so gay." And I guess I shouldn't, but I have a responsibility on behalf of my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, and transgendered, to sort of help get us out of the practice of using these derogatory comments. So, I will stand up and say, hey, don't talk like that. So even those guys don't care that I'm gay. It's not a big issue. I do hope, though, that I'm not, like, beating, like, being overzealous about it, and I hope I'm not driving them crazy because I'm always talking about gay, gay, gay. I don't think I am, but I have to say something, though, don't I? I have to say, if someone says gay, bad, then I have to stand up and say. But I've told you before, it's a very heterosexual-based, militaristic environment that I work in, and it's all guys all the time, and they're dirty-minded boys, and they talk about nasty things, and that's just the way it is, and it's the environment you're in, you know, like working in a body shop or whatever, any real, very male-oriented situation, the guys are going to be guys, and there's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, it all sort of boils down to this identity thing, and I'm just a little disappointed that I still have to hide. And not, I'm not just talking about hiding from the guys at work or playing low-key on my gayness and that kind of thing. It's sort of in everything we do, or I do. And I really feel that I need to stop making, you know, allowances for my unwillingness to be open about who I am. I guess it's going to be a long process, hey? Okay, well, I don't know, I just wanted to shoot in here and say hello and share those thoughts. That's it.